Keith Riopel, and I am the Senior Policy Director for Clean Wisconsin.
So, legislatively at least, in terms of a bill, it appears that the legislation that Governor Walker wanted is not going to be moving forward.
Yeah, the legislative leaders, I think, have realized that this bill is a jobs killer for Wisconsin. And I think they have wisely decided that it's completely inconsistent with their objective of creating jobs in Wisconsin and Governor Walker's objective of creating jobs in Wisconsin. So I think they're just going to let this bill die. Obviously, now it is going to be taken up by a committee, though, and that's a much longer process.
And the goal of this committee action will be then a revision of the administrative rules whereby these projects are cited. Is that correct?
That's right. This committee, the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules, presumably will review this rule and take a look at, you know, the details of it. I would assume that they will find that the Public Service Commission spent a year with a wide variety of stakeholders taking a look at it and, you know, came up with the best compromise they could. And so hopefully, you know, that compromise will stand. But obviously the legislature has the purview and the flexibility to take a look at it and suggest changes.
And, of course, Governor Walker is proposing in separate special session legislation for the governor to have final oversight on all administrative rules. Were that to pass, could a governor then go back and retroactively adjust these rules?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's not clear yet. There was a second hearing on the governor's bill to change the process for agency rules becoming law, and the proposal by the governor is problematic for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that it removes language about looking at protecting public health and environmental considerations. And so it's unclear how that will change the process going forward. But in any event, regardless of what happens to that bill, this committee can suspend the rules that the Public Service Commission has put in place if it deems that necessary. We hope that wouldn't be the case. We think that this was a good compromise on the part of the Public Service Commission, but they could suspend the rules, and then they would need to introduce legislation to change the rules.
And lastly, you've suggested that this is a jobs killer. Clearly, we can make a case that if the rules are to be changed, because the developers have already told us that if the rules are altered substantially, that these projects now on the drawing boards are not going to go forward. So obviously, those construction jobs are lost. But there are already manufacturers here in Wisconsin who are producing parts for wind turbines and towers.
Yep.
Now, a lot of other projects, including projects in the upper Midwest that are going forward, does this change necessarily kill those manufacturing jobs as well?
Yeah, that's a great question, a great point. There's a whole supply chain and a wide range of different jobs associated with building a wind farm. There are obviously the construction jobs of putting up the wind turbines, but then there's also a lot of jobs in planning. There's engineers are needed, consultants are needed to site the wind farm, and then obviously all of the different parts for the wind turbine have to be manufactured. And as you point out, there are a number of them in that are manufactured in Wisconsin, and it does jeopardize those jobs. What it does for sure is it certainly reduces our ability as a state to attract new manufacturing jobs in this industry. So I think, you know, it definitely would put a chilling effect on the state's ability to attract those new jobs or for our current manufacturers to expand. But it also may threaten the existing jobs we have here in the state manufacturing wind turbine parts.
Sure. And one last question for you, Keith, and that just has to do with the status of these eight or nine projects that are in various stages of being on the drawing board, for lack of a better term.
Right.
I mean, does even the knowledge that, okay, so now this bill is not advancing, but these developers still know, obviously, that the administrative rules are being taking a look at them. So
right.
Are these projects all in limbo then?
Yeah, that's another great point, is that unfortunately what the committee's doing is, at the very least, the best case scenario is that they're creating a lot of uncertainty for this industry in Wisconsin. And so unfortunately, even if they don't roll back or repeal the PSC rules, they may end up killing some of these projects simply because they're creating so much uncertainty about the ability to move forward. So we'll have to see how that plays out.